let's catch up with Dr. Bronnie O'Donnell from Epworth. Of course, Epworth just better because week two of the finals sees a couple of players possibly coming back from some injury. And the Sydney Swans have a couple of those key ones perhaps in their sights. So, Bronnie, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Huff. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Medial ligament strains, how significant can they be? Obviously, there's different degrees, but Sydney Swans co-captain Kieran Jack strained his medial ligament in round 23 just 2 weeks ago, and this Saturday. There were fears at the time it could end his season, but there's suggestions that he'll play this week. Is that a good idea, bad idea? What do you think a normal medial strain would be?
As he said, you know, the gradient of the injury or how bad the strain was, how much those ligaments were sort of wrenched upon and how much damage is done will have a big impact on his ability to play. You know, if you think that the knees are hinge joints, so it's much more about strength and keeping weight bearing maximised rather than the hip joint, which is ball and socket, which is all about mobility and range of motion.
Yep.
And the medial and lateral collateral ligaments are there to really brace the bones and form this really nice protective so that we don't dislocate and go too far in one direction. So the big question for him will be how much stability does he have? If you think about all of those movements that when we want to make change of direction, we land our foot on a very hard surface and then we move our body one way or another, and that's putting a lot of force through those lateral and medial ligaments. So they're going to test that a lot this week, I imagine, during his fitness, which won't just be about cardiac fitness and match fitness, but how stable does he feel? How confident does he feel? And I think you would have to be very cautious about doing more damage in this case, because if there's been say 10 or 20% of damage to that ligament and some tearing, it's compromised. There'll probably be swelling and he'll probably have pain. And pain's the biggest, you know, disinhibitor of movement to your brain. It's sending you a message saying, hey, stop this. So he's got to get past that as well while he plays.
So how effective are strapping techniques and or brace techniques for a player to be able to get to the line and play and perform at, you know, 90%, 95% of their optimum with those mechanisms in place?
Yeah, generally on a hinge joint like the knee, weight-bearing hinge joint, the strapping is helpful, but it's probably more of a placebo effect. It's probably more mental in the same way that the players that wear hamstring guards or, you know, what are the flesh-coloured underpant things called that they even wear? But you know what I mean.
Yeah, the bike pant things, yep.
That's the one. So those things are tending to keep the muscles feeling more contained, but I don't know how much scientific evidence there is to suggest that they decrease the incidence of tears of hamstrings, you know. So, but that's a very powerful thing. If the athlete feels like his muscles are more contained and more supported, and the same with strapping on a knee, that is going to make a difference. So it'll limit his range of motion, which I think is a good thing. It means he won't re-injure himself or worsen the tear he already has. But I'd be inclined to say that they're going to play him no matter what, you know. If he can pass his basic fitness tests, he'll be so motivated to play this weekend.
So is it something that you would inject with anaesthetic to take away that pain you're talking about before?
No, I think that would be not a great idea. And I think that for someone like him, it'd be much more about gentle anti-inflammatories orally, so 3 or so days worth of Brufen and a lot of ice, a lot of rest and elevating the leg when he's not training to help minimise inflammation and probably psychologically trying to get himself through the next 2 and maybe 3 weekends, yeah.
Okay, well, they're pretty confident he's going to play Kieran Jack, so we'll see what happens with him on Saturday night against the Kangaroos. What about the effects of travel on recovery? A lot of talk about having to go to Perth for the first week of the finals, and of course now if you get through to the prelim, you have to go to Perth and come back. How big an impact is travel on the recovery of athletes?
It actually has quite a significant impact. And if you think it's not just the time sitting in an aeroplane seat, which wouldn't be very comfortable for most of the taller players, but it's actually just the sitting down. Most of your blood volume and all your lymphatic fluid is pooling in your lower limbs, and that's exactly what we don't want when we want to maximise recovery. So I know all clubs would have very, very stringent protocols about what the players do when they get off the plane, elevating their legs, getting gentle massage, doing a bit of gentle activity. Probably many of them go down into the ocean and stand there to help with a bit of venous return. It's certainly an advantage for the Perth-based teams, for West Coast and Frio, to not have to travel this weekend and to be at home for their following game in the prelim. So they are definitely at a distinct advantage, and that flight is not fun. Anyone who's ever flown to Perth or back, it's not great for your mental health. And I'm sure they'll do the best they can to get the players, you know, good seats. But again, it's all that process around getting to an airport, getting on the flight, standing around afterwards. When we look at other types of elite athletes, endurance sports, runners, marathoners, cyclists, they will all want to maximise their recovery time with their legs elevated, with drinking fluids, with eating the right food, and not changing barometric pressure. And we actually know that has an impact on recovery, being up in an aeroplane. Was it the Lions 1 year who flew their plane a little lower to get less barometric pressure? Yeah. That's a real thing. You know, we want to improve venous return and venous drainage of the lower limbs to help their legs feel better.
All right. A few club scientists, sports scientists and conditioning gurus are working their way through that decision, those problems as we speak. Good on you, Bridie. Great to chat to you. We'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks, Alf. Have a great week.
Dr. Bridie O'Donnell from Epworth. Epworth is better.